Supporters gathered about $70,000 to promote the Restore Robinson campaign. The center of cultural life for many Central Arkansans hadn't had a major renovation since it was erected in 1939. This is an ambitious project, and the price tag looks steep, $73.5 million. But Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola credits that promotional push with doing a good job of educating voters.
One of the things that I found as mayor is that if we tell the people the details, we tell them the truth, we explain it to them, they are very responsive to the issues. And this is another example. We told the people exactly what we're going to do with the money. We told them it wasn't going to cost any more money than what we already collect, that we're paying off the bonds for the State House Convention Center, and all we're doing is now doing a new bond issue to do the improvements to Robinson. And I think that people are listening, and those that care are exercising their right to vote, and I'm excited that this means that Robinson Center is going to be renovated. It's going to be a beautiful facility for generations and generations to come.
Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau President Gretchen Hall, a huge patron of the arts by her own admission, was likewise not surprised by the 46-point margin.
It shows the tremendous support that this historic structure has. Everyone in Central Arkansas has a true tie to the building. Most everyone that is familiar with the building understands its limitations and its need for real improvements. And so they came out in numbers to support this initiative.
The work will begin next July. A 500-seat ballroom will look out over the Broadway Bridge, which will have its own major renovation culminating at about the same time. Meeting rooms will also be moved to that side of the building. Architect Wesley Walls of the firm Polk Stanley Wilcox says the iconic facade facing Markham will be preserved, but in some ways the building will have a new face.
When that building was built back in the late 30s, it sort of turned its back on the river. But this renovation will give us the opportunity to sort of turn and face the river with a lot of the public meeting space. So the thing that people will notice in the exterior now, particularly from the new Broadway Bridge, is there will be a new glass facade toward the river that will contain all the meeting spaces in the building and the grand ballrooms.
The project is expected to take about 26 months to complete. David Wallace, KUAR News.